Now, this was on roughly June 20th, 22nd, somewhere in there, was it not? Getting kind of close to where the machinery had to start to turn for an orderly primary. You were up against the wall almost. Is this not true?
Yeah. Well, I think they had the primary. I don't recall whether they had the primary in August or whether they pushed it back a month in September, but it was time enough to draw the districts, well, they've already drawn, to get all the paraphernalia of government in place, to have the candidates in the primary. This is very important, as you know, to figure out what district they live in, to figure out whether they want to run or not, you know.
Who their opponent would be.
Yeah, and so this is part of the process. And so they was done in an orderly fashion. I was proud of that. I think I made a significant contribution to that process. At least in my judgment, that was the most important work I ever did on the court.
But that didn't end it.
Effectively, it did.
Well, there were some quite a lot of...
Well, I mean, after every census now, of course, there's always revisiting, and it's a great... great moment, but it ended, I think, for that decade, I think, because they tried to get a stay, as opponents of the Austin Kleiner alternate, which the Supreme Court adopted by a 6-2 vote, as I remember, tried to get a stay from the U.S. Supreme Court. It was refused, and therefore that was the plan that was put into place, I believe, for the 6-4 elections. It resulted in very interesting thing happened that the vote reflected the will of the people, and it continued to do so throughout that decade, because it was one of the cleanest plans. The opponents of the plan could only quibble about 3-4 House districts, because the Austin Kleiner alternate didn't worry about county or township lines. It took census tracts and built around census tracts, starting in the middle of the state and fanning out. And the disparities between the largest and the smallest House districts were almost negligible, and the same thing in the Senate. And you really had a plan that could reflect the will of the people in that district.
But was there not a application to the Supreme Court? Either, I guess it would have been not later in 64, but in 65, to have the whole matter revisited by...
Could have been.
Well, there was some argument, if I recall correctly, was there not, that the adoption in a compressed time framework of the Austin Kleiner Plan 2, or whatever...
Alternate.
In June of 64, that this would be ordered into effect for the 1964 elections. Some argument was made, at least, that that was the court's determination, and that when the dust settled, the Apportionment Commission should take a more deliberate look at the whole matter.
Well, you probably read it. You're probably right. I don't remember that there was anything of a serious nature that the court that I sat on, of course, which I left, of course, at the end of 66, had to do about apportionment once it had adopted the Austin Kleiner alternate. I do recall that the opponents tried to get a stay in the U.S. Supreme Court and failed, and that it went into effect, because I remember that the one of the first acts of the one man one vote, the first one man one vote legislature in Michigan, was to elect Joe Kowalski the speaker, and one of the things they started looking at was making the legislature more of a full time legislature, and kicking the administrative offices out of the Capitol, and started using some of the rooms for committee rooms and that sort of thing.